Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Zerivin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We continue to learn the halachas of, in what type of a chatzar can I pour the water into on Shabbos? The concern being that the water is going to pour over into the Rishos HaRabim. In order to understand the Mishnah, let's make a quick chazar of what we learned till now. If you want to just pour water straight into the chatzar, that's it, without any drain system, then you have to have an area that is at least 4 amlis by 4 amlis. Reason being, the average person uses 2 sa of water a day, and 2 sa of water gets absorbed in an area of 4 amas by 4 amas. So, no problem with pouring the water into a chatzar that is 4 amas by 4 amas. If, however, it is less than 4 amas, the area of the chatzar, you can't pour the water there, because it's just going to bounce right out into the Rishos HaRabim. And although most told us wouldn't be an Isser D'Oraisa if it doesn't go straight into the Rishos HaRabim, but Chazal don't want us to do it. What is the Eitz? So the Eitz is to make an Uka, kind of a ditch, and there has to be an area where the water is going to stay there. Some type of, like a hole underneath the ground, or a container for the water to be able to be there. The hole has to be big enough, and we learned to shear in the previous Mishnah. Then we learned in the next Mishnah that if you have a canal that runs into the Rishos HaRabim, although it's covered for the first 4 amlis into the Rishos HaRabim, so the water is going to probably be absorbed into the ground before it gets into the Rishos HaRabim. There's a machlokes whether you can do it or not. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says yes, and the Chachamim say even under these circumstances, no. And finally, we learned at the end of Mishnah Yud that this din of 4 amlis by 4 amlis is not limited just to the chatzar. It can be the area of the chatzar and the aksadra, like an overhang off to the side, combined as well. You may ask, why did we do another chazara on the chazara? Because you really have to remember what the previous Mishnah has taught us in order to understand Mishnah Yud Aleph. So we begin now. Perik Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'chein shtei diutois. What are diutois? The word diyai means two. Tois is a dwelling place. Two multiple dwelling places. In other words, you have a first floor and a second floor called an aliyah. There's zu keneged zu, one opposite the other. So if I'm in the second floor of one of these houses, I look across to my neighbor, who's in the second floor of the other house, and in between us is a courtyard. The problem is that this courtyard doesn't have 4 amos. So what do we do now with the water that has to be poured off on Shabbos? So what's the problem? You make a hole in the ground, right, where the water can go in and it stays over there. Well, here's what happened. Miktsasan asu'uka. Some of the people from one house, they made this uka, but some of the other tenants from the other house, they didn't make an uka. Zakta Mishnah, well, as sha'asu uka, those that made the pit, mutarin, they can pour their water in. Yes, sha'loyasu uka, but the people from the other house who didn't make this hole in the ground, asurin, they can't pour their water, as long as they didn't make an eriv. What's the concern here? I mean, lemaisa, even if I didn't make an Eruv. Let's say I live in a house that we didn't make an Eruv. Okay, but why can't I pour the water? What's the problem? The water is going to go into the hole. Even if I didn't make the hole, it won't go out into the Rishos HaRabim. Well, Chazal were scared that if I'm allowed to pour water out of here, I'm not always going to pour from my window. I'm going to give it over to my son and say, don't pour from the window. It's going to make such a mess. Do me a favor. Take the bucket, go outside, and pour it into the hole straight. But he can't carry the bucket outside. They didn't make an Eruv. Wait a second. If there's no Eruv, so how do you pour the water from the balcony? Forget the bucket. How does anyone pour the water here? Even the ones who did make the Uka, how do they pour the water? So it's explained over here that they're not pouring mamish straight into the courtyard. They're pouring onto the balcony. From the balcony, it goes into the courtyard. That Chazal allowed. So if you made your own Uka, the chances are you pour it onto the balcony and it bounces off from there into the hole that you made, which is probably next to your property. But if you didn't make one, and only your friend made one, so that uka is probably on your friend's side. So what are we saying? Okay, so pour it onto your balcony. From your balcony, it'll bounce into the chatzar. From there, it'll work its way into the uka. Well, that can make quite a mess. And there's a much greater chance of someone saying, ay vey, from my balcony onto the chatzar, across the chatzar into my friend's uka, he's going to forget and just carry down the bucket of water and walk over with his feet to his friend's uka and pour it in. And that's what I am concerned for. That's what we're worried about. So therefore, Mishnah told us, if you have these two multiple dwellings, one opposite the other, some of them made an uka, some did not make an uka. Those that made an uka, let them pour, according to Tysus again, from their balcony, let it bounce into the uka. Okay. The other people, no, I don't want to let them do it. What's the difference? It's going to wind up rolling into the uka anyway. The answer is there's no Erev here, and there's a good chance you're going to wind up carrying it down with a bucket, and you're going to carry with a bucket in a chatzar where no Erev was made. Now, why is it important that it was a two-story house? My nafkamin, if it's two stories or one story, it's the same problem. So the Tveres Yisrael says, I would have thought that for the person living on the second floor, I mean, for him to manage, put the water into a bucket, walk down the stairs with the bucket, walk across the chatzar and pour it into the ilka, maybe that's like a little bit too much. He probably wouldn't do it. So we say, no, he will do it. We are concerned for it. That's the chiddush. Even though he's on the second floor. Even though he's on the second floor, as I said to Tveres Yisrael. One more thing. Let's say they did make an Erev. So there's no problem, right? Both can use the ilka. But you tell me that the average person uses 2 sav water every single day. If you have 2 families over here, so you need double the amount. Now this ukka only holds 2 sav. So if you need double the amount, how does the ukka help us? Let's say they made an Erev. But again, don't they have the problem of the water for sure pouring over into the Rashus Rabim? Zakta Taisis Yom Tov. The Gemara discusses this. And the Gemara said, look, Chazal gave us Gedarim over here. Chazal said, I want you to have an ukka that holds 2 sav. Let's say I know for a fact there's already 2 sav of water in the hole. Doesn't stop me. You can still pour into it. You satisfied what Chazal wanted, an ukka of 2 sav, that's all. But Chazal gave Gedarim. They knew exactly what the concerns were. They knew exactly what the chshashes were. And they said, Adka, this is what you have to do and no more. Not always the Chazal obligate us to do the math. They just said, listen to what we're saying. He said, if it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, make a hole with 2 sav. That's all you have to do. You don't have to look to see how much water there's there beforehand. And you don't have to ask how many families are using it.